I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Monday. We know it's Monday because I managed to lose my iPad and wallet off the hood of my Jeep, which luckily was found in front of my house.
Thank God.
Intact. With credit cards. Jesus Christ.
So bad.
Yeah, I left my keys inside, which normally everything's in my bag, but mm-hmm. I had stuff going crazy. So I was up early, ready to go, had stuff to do, run out to the car with the dogs, no way to get in. Stay here, dogs, run back inside, unlock the door, get back in. Come back out, get in the car, drive away quickly, because now I'm a little bit off.
Right.
Get here, realize, oh, God damn it. I know I left that stuff. I looked at the car, no chance, and it's not there. Mm-mm. Luckily, it fell off right outside the driveway.
You're so
Yeah, the lucky. Drive, yeah. Down, all the way down Johnson Drive, somewhere just got chucked into traffic. Yeah, that was Monday. And then that was followed immediately by someone, Nikki, who went to put eye drops in her eyes, but put her ear medicine in her eyeball. Because she has tinnitus medicine in the same shape and white bottle. So right before news, reaches up and squirts eye medicine or ear medicine in her eye.
Which I've never had it in my purse until recently. Never even used it. And it looks just like my eye drop. So I just grabbed it real fast out of the front, threw it in real quick. And I'm like, it burns. And I'm trying to hold it together. You guys are talking. Then I'm trying to read out of one eye again.
And she doesn't say anything. So finally I realize she can't read. And then she tells me, I'm like, immediately, if you ever squirt anything bad, as just a PSA to everybody, hey, man, if you put something in your eye it's not supposed to be in your eye, stop what you're doing, rinse that out.
Now,
no matter what you're doing.
Now, know your room, though. In moment of, God bless, this burns, you turn the bottle around and read it. You're like, aw, do I tell him? 2, 3,
you'd rather lose an eye?
In this room, I'm like, yeah, never mind. I just own it. Own it, you dumbass.
Yeah. No, this is it. Mm-hmm. This is it.
Yeah, this is how this week's already just...
Barger's already mad at me because, I'm not letting him wander. A lot of times I'll let him wander out because he likes to go visit. But someone has taken a little quick squirt on someone's desk down the hallway because they have a male dog, another dog who stays with her. And I caught him doing it before, and then I saw him on Friday. I was like, that's it. Your wandering days are over. Now you've got to hang with me in the studio. Mm-hmm. And it's not like a full bore pee. He'll walk by and be like, wheat. And I'm like, dude, I don't know. You know you can't.
No. Yeah, you're.
And he just tried to dart out the door, and I was like, no, man. And he was like, oh, you're a dick. I'm like, don't look at me with that tone of voice, dog.
Fix your face, Barger.
Yeah, exactly. Don't talk to me about that. Look, you better do something. All right, what do we got? Christian and Cody. And see, who do we have? The ladies. We got Tisha, Cindy, and Crystal, and then Christian, Cody, and Joe. So, all right, guys first. Here we go.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Butt Plugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City. He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny. As he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right. That's right. It's time to play a little game we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right. Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience. Then we describe the item that's up for bid. The listeners place their bids. The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize. And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare.
By the way, I just came in. There's a huge wreck you might want to check on, I guess, at I-70 Blue Ridge 40 Highway. All lanes are closed.
Three lanes, totally blocked.
Yeah, I-70 Blue Ridge 40 Highway. It's completely blocked, guys. I don't know what direction.
It's westbound.
Okay.
So it's westbound I-70 is what you're looking at. Just stay away from that altogether. It's completely blocked.
All right. For those of you already stuck in it, that's here comes Dildo Talk. All right. Christian, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Well, my name is Christian. I'm 44. Got a sleeve. Married. That's about it. We got six kids, so there's not a lot of time for things.
Well, when your parents named you, they thought one day he'll call a radio show looking for a fake rubber vagina.
Yes, they did.
Yep. All right, Christian, you're in. It's probably not proper to call you Christ for short. No.
No, probably not.
All right. Cody, welcome to the show. How are you, Cody?
Good. How are you?
What's your story?
Married. Mm-hmm. 31. Got a couple toys.
You like it?
Oh, yeah. Love being married.
She can hear you, can't she?
Nope.
Oh, good. That was real. Cody, what a little unicorn you are. All right, Christian, Cody, stay right there because Joe's with us. Joe, what's your story?
Joe, I'm 29. I have a fleshlight and a prostate massager.
Wow. You are serious about this whole process, aren't we? Are we married? Are we single? Are we?
I'm single.
Yeah. And you say you played before. Did you win the fleshlight from us or you buy that?
I bought that.
Uh-huh. What about the prostate massager?
It was a gift from an ex-girlfriend.
That's kind of a left-handed thing, isn't it? Stick this up your ass. Here's your gift. Put it up your ass. Wow. Joe, are they good things? Do you recommend the prostate massage?
It's okay.
Now, the next time you get a girlfriend, how do you break that out?
Just leave it in the closet.
Good call. All right, you guys know how it works. The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over, we'll receive the item up for bid.
For the fellas, our item up for bid is the PDX Elite Mouth Hug Power Pump from Pipe Dream Extreme. Featuring intermittent lifelike suction. Pipe Dream Extreme introduces revolutionary IST technology. Incredibly realistic intermittent suction provides a lifelike milking sensation for the best mouth hug of your life. Customize your pleasure just the way you want it. Enjoy realistic intermittent suction by itself or thrust to enjoy deep stroking action. Become bigger and better than ever before. The crystal clear tube is designed for firm grip and has a convenient ruler to gauge your growth. And the supple lips on the stretchy TPR Pleasure Donut help create a tight seal and firmly caress you till you explode. It's the most realistic oral sex experience ever created. Which means someone's gonna end up role-playing like they're a teenager again.
Come on, baby, just put it in your mouth.
I promise it won't go off.
If I keep my eyes open, it doesn't mean I'm gay, right?
Wait a minute, what?
Oh, sorry, that was college.
Come on, it's just skin!
Yeah, okay.
You okay there, buddy?
Well, I was just turned down by an inanimate object, so I guess it is the most realistic oral experience I've ever had.
Well, you know, you could always do another fantasy.
Oh, that's right. I'll pretend it's my wife, and then I'll... Oh, God.
You want me to go ahead and turn the car on in the garage for you?
Yes, please.
It's the PDX Elite Mouth Hug Power Pump from Pipe Dream Extreme. It is a big ticket item, fellas, and it can be yours if the price is right.
All right, fellas. You're going to go first, Christian. Like he said, big ticket item. What do you got?
I'm going to go
$30. All right, Cody.
$49.99.
And Joe.
$50.
I see what you did there, Joe. The actual manufacturer's suggested retail price is
$95.99.
Christian, how did you not hear the multiple times? Big ticket item.
You know, dumb.
I was like, what are you doing? But Joe, you clearly caught that.
Yep.
Well, you got a prostate massager, fleshlight. Now you got yourself a penis pump. You've covered all the three major perversions.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yes. Listen, I mean, as far as having dirty stuff around your house, this is some high-end dirty stuff, my friend. I mean, this pump is pretty magnificent.
And much more expensive than any of the stuff I have.
Look, that's got ultra suction, intermittent lifelike suction. Intermittent lifelike suction, like every, what's your birthday? That's lifelike suction, right? Come on, it's our anniversary. Okay, for like 10 seconds. Yeah. All right, well, listen, Joe, hide all this stuff if you get a new girlfriend.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's advanced.
Behind a lock and key.
Yeah, the whole fleshlight thing, super cool, man. Couldn't be better. But I don't think that you want to just break that one out in front of a new lady.
Never.
No. And the prostate massager, yeah, that's a whole, like, your world, man. I got no judgment on that. But you might want to slowly work into that.
Yeah.
Or
again,
just
in the closet.
Throw it away and just bring it up in a conversation. And be like, I wish I had one of those. Maybe I'd try that someday.
You ever heard of any of these?
Yeah, right? Make her think it's her idea. Because you're just reaching the closet. And you're like, look, at the right moment, I need you to jam this up.
For medical reasons.
She's going to have to be pretty open-minded right out of the gate on that one, you know? Or just make her super mad at you, and she'll be happy to do it.
I think the only reason I kept it around is the sheer audacity of giving me one.
Yeah.
The novelty of it.
She was going for it. Did she let you do that stuff to her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Filthy.
Filthy.
I know. Isn't it crazy? Do you ever do that thing with a filthy ex-partner that was so much fun in that way that you just erase all the terrible things that they did?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I do. I do sometimes. I have to remind myself, like, don't think about that. She was awful.
Demonic.
Yeah.
But.
And then you're like, oh my gosh, she put her tongue there. All right. Listen, Joe, enjoy. Pick it up. It's all yours. That thing is immense. Christian, again, what happened there?
You know, I'm poor. If I can't spend, you know, $10, $20, I'm out, you know. So.
You didn't have to buy it. You just had to bid on it.
Well, I'd still, you know, if it was a real auction or something. Again, I'll just throw that dumb word out there.
Listen, let me make this up to you. What do you say? You want to what? Join us this Friday at the Jackal Show.
That'd be awesome.
You know what? I just saved you like $44.
You're awesome.
Now.
Thanks for saving the poor guy.
You know what? I hope you have a great Christmas, man.
You as well, sir. Thank you.
I'll see you Friday. Stay there, man. Cody, you were closer. You were working on it, but he beat you on that one.
Oh, yeah. Not quite there.
All right, listen. I've got Pop Evil Jackal and TSO.
Let's do TSO.
All right, TSO it is. Jesus, Cody, you take forever to pick a ticket.
I got to think of the wife, man.
Oh, well, that's right. This is the guy who enjoys being married. So that's how you enjoy being married. You think of the other person.
That's the secret.
So they say. Good for you, my friend. Good for you. Stay right there. I believe that probably is the secret to happiness.
Oh, considering other people's thoughts.
Being considerate of other people.
Needs.
That's right. That's right.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, ladies, it's your turn. Ooh, Crystal. Crystal, welcome to the show. 9 out of 10 crystals have danced. Are you there, Crystal?
Oh, yep. Sorry, couldn't hear you.
9 out of 10 crystals have danced for other men. Were you?
Never danced.
Don't you lie to me, Crystal. Don't you lie to me. Do you work in a strip club?
Not yet.
All right.
The possibility is still there. All the right. Dream is still.
What's your story?
Well, my name's Crystal. I'm 30, recently divorced, and I just got a rabbit and a couple of bullets.
So you just got toys? You didn't have toys during the marriage?
Oh, no. They're left over from the marriage.
Oh, okay. And you like being divorced?
Yes.
All right.
Love it.
All right, Crystal, we're going to play today. Cindy, welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's your story?
55 years old, been married 25 years, had different toys over the years, but go back to the vibrator with the dildo.
You dirty old broad, I love you. 55, and you're like, which, I mean, it's not that old. I'm just saying, that, you know, you're good for you. How often do you say, how often do you masturbate?
As often as I can.
Mm-hmm. So is that every day?
No, probably not every day. Depends on what's going on in life and how busy I am.
All right, Crystal. All right, Cindy. You both stay there because Tisha's on the line. Tisha, what's your story?
I am 29. I'm married. We're about to come up on our one-year anniversary. And we've got dildos, vibrators, restraints. We've got a bunch.
Mm-hmm. You just left out the butt plug, but I know you got one.
Yeah.
When you hear restraint, here's always like
one goes with the other.
Was this all your idea or his idea?
I've always wanted to call. I never knew the phone number.
No. Not call us. I'm talking about all the dirty stuff you have in your bedroom.
Oh, that's both of us.
Mm-hmm.
When we got together years ago, we both kind of like introduced a little bit, and I was like, well, and then.
Well, this I like her.
Oh yeah.
Like you're a happy person.
Oh, yeah. And I'm 6 months pregnant, so.
Oh, man. All right. Get something short, team.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm ready for fun.
You'll put an eye out. Don't you blame me if little Ralphie's born with his eye out.
His little patch.
All right. Listen, you're going to play. First kid?
I My first one. He's got two.
All right. Well, listen. They say that, and I've talked to a couple girls about this, about that 6 to 7 months, they got super horny. Like, their hormones went crazy. Have you experienced that yet? Have you noticed any escalation in your horniness?
Yeah, more sensitivity, but yeah, definitely.
I had a friend I knew. She was 6.5 months pregnant and called me and goes, are you going to give me a piece of ass or not? And I go, well, I would, because I've never done that before, but I have a girl I'm seeing, so I can't. This is a long time ago. And I was like, I kind of was relieved that I had somewhat a good excuse to not do it. But then I was kind of disappointed I never got to do it.
Right. Well.
Just weird enough.
Yeah. I'm kidding.
You're a snatch. Don't you ever put that on me. Don't you ever put that on me.
I'm going to take that back.
You see what she put on me, Tisha?
Sorry. Yeah. If it helps, my husband's loving it. So.
Good for it. It's all beautiful. All right. Well, listen, ladies, you know how it works. The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid. In case of an overbid, the closest one will take it home today. So, ladies.
For the ladies, our item up for bid is the 7.5-inch glow-in-the-dark dong from Blush. Ladies, let glow dicks awaken your night and be the life of the party.
This particular model is called Candy, with a K and an I.
Candy is 7.5 inches long,
is phthalate and latex-free,
comes with a powerful harness-compatible suction cup base,
and glows in the dark so the fun never stops even when the lights go out.
I'm going to stop right there because we need to talk about this.
They talk here about the powerful harness-compatible suction cup.
Now you know and I know and the American people know
that this thing being harness-compatible means one thing.
Someone's old man is getting a pegging.
Which is all well and good if that's what you're into.
But if you're planning on surprising him with this,
here's the nightmare scenario.
He's in bed waiting on you, and in his head, he's hearing this.
I've heard people say that.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting lucky tonight.
Too much of anything is not good for you, baby.
Meanwhile, you're in the bathroom strapping on the glow dick, and in your head, you're hearing.
If I have to pick up one more dirty pair of socks and underwear, I'm going to kill that son of a.
You kick open the bathroom door, lubed and ready for a little. Dude sees the glow-in-the-dark strap on, and all you hear is. It's the glow 7.5-inch dong. And it can be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
Well, ladies, this is going to get interesting because we've got a 6.5-month pregnant, super horny girl. We got 55-year-old ultra masturbator Cindy, and then we got Crystal. She wasn't a dancer, but she's divorced now. That's right. It's your glow D. 7.5. What would you bid for such an item?
$49.95.
$49.95. See, 49
or 45?
Look at this. 45 or 49?
Oh, 49. 49. 49.
Thank you. Thank you,
Nick.
I'm just taking a look at this real quick.
My ears are working real well
through
my eye.
Look at this. That was a good one,
yeah. I love the thought of glow in the dark. You'll never lose it.
It's so veiny.
It is so veiny. Let me see that. It's super veiny.
Hold on, I'm going to see if it glows in the dark. Open your mouth. Here, you can want to look at it?
Yeah. I do. Look
so
at
she
that.
She seems to enjoy that.
That's nice.
Yeah?
That's perfect.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right.
One of you is going to love that.
All right. Cindy?
I'd say 58.
58. Cindy. You ever see a glowing penis, Cindy?
I've never seen a glowing penis.
Well... All right, stay there. Tisha, I caution against this because it's 7.5. I don't, I'm just.
I like that size. I'll say
$29.99. I feel like if you were that kid, you're like, it's like birth. So you go into the light, it's coming to you. Anyway, the actual retail price is
$21.99.
Oh, the kid's getting it. Man. God, there's so much to go wrong. It's a soft spot. You got eyes. The thing is, it's just staring at it.
What color is it?
Blue. So it's for a boy.
I'm having a boy.
Oh, oh good.
It's a blessing.
It's the blessing.
Oh, goodness.
All right, well, this is yours. The Glow D is all yours.
Perfect, thanks.
Oh, my God. It's Wait good. About 16 years and then play him a recording of this.
Oh, my gosh. My husband's probably recording it right now.
I hope he is. Oh, I hope God. He is. Well, have you picked a name for little guy?
Yes. It's Ezra.
Ezra. Mm-hmm. Ezra. Your mom just won a big blue glow-in-the-dark dildo that you're going to meet as soon as she does. So, this is going to be your earliest memory, Ezra.
Ezra's little nightlight.
Talk about goo.
Oh, gosh. My dad's going to kill me.
All right. Well, enjoy. And enjoy little Ezra. And enjoy your dildo.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Merry Christmas. All right. Sure did get weird, didn't it, Cindy?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cindy, I don't know what you're into, but I got Monster Trucks, Jackal, and TSO.
Monster Trucks.
All right. Monster Trucks. You go. You have a good time.
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Stay there. All right. Crystal.
Yeah.
Listen, I thought something was going to happen for you today, but it didn't. But listen, I want to send you to something fun. Something maybe you'll meet the best guy in the world.
Hopefully.
What, all right, Jackal, TSO, or Monster Jam?
Monster Jam.
All right. Maybe the love of your life, your soulmate, is at the Monster Truck Show.
Maybe he's a driver.
That's right. That's right.
You need a new vibrator or a big old dong.
Maybe a big rubber Gucci-shaped humpy toy.
Well, there's a place you can go and it won't take long.
Maybe a fist-sized butt-plus, what you enjoy.
Well, there's a place you can go that we all know where you can get on your freak. If your mom needs a dong the size of a small chop, send her to Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Moonlight Adult Boutique. Proud sponsor of the Adult Toy Price is Right. With 4 locations to serve your every naughty need. Find them online at MoonlightAdultBoutique.com.
Because Moonlight is a place for you. Oh, giggity, 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 you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.